Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
From that day on, if I was going somewhere, I was running. In this episode, we're talking to Grace Patient and my fellow Brain and Spine Foundation ambassador, Reese Johnson, about their upcoming London Marathon fundraiser. Plus, it's Chiari Awareness Month, so we're learning about Reese's journey with this condition and his goal to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. Boom, intro done. Hi, I'm Joe.
And I'm Lauren.
And we are
the Narrow Nerds. Yes, that was on time.
I feel pretty good about that.
Neuro Nerds.
Welcome to the Neuro Nerds.
Hi there, I'm Felice, the Neuro Nerds producer. Sorry to interrupt, but just wanted to give you a heads up that we had some technical difficulties with the sound for this episode's guest, Reese. This has rarely happened in all 168 episodes of this podcast, but in case you're just tuning in, just wanted to let you know it is still listenable, but me being an audio nerd wanted to make sure you know what's coming. We'll be back to pristine audio in our next episode. Now back to Joe.
Yes, say it every week. I absolutely mean it every week. Very special episode today. I have with me, not live in studio because that would be weird, because they are overseas. I have Reese and Grace from the Brain and Spine Foundation with me today. What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Hey.
Now, to me, that's a very special episode because like I'm speaking to people from across the pond. That's what you say, right? Is that a thing?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Wait, so am I across the pond or are you guys across the pond? Or are we both across the pond? I don't really know how that phrase goes.
I think you are. You seem okay. Far away.
Fact check. According to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, the idiom across the pond means the other side of the Atlantic Ocean. This is referring to a country on the opposite side of the Atlantic from the country where this is being said. So give it a rest, Joe. You are across the pond from Grace and Reese, and they are across the pond from you as well. Boom, fact check done.
So can I say, oh yeah, you guys are across the pond, or do I have to say, well, I'm talking to them from across the pond, because I'm across the pond.
Whatever you like.
I think I just hurt my brain.
Yeah.
So speaking of hurt brains, Reese, my friend, you are, if you don't mind sharing with us how you are part of this community.
Yeah, man. So I have Chiari malformation. Got diagnosed with a March last year. Since undergotten decompression surgery. And other kind of minor spinal procedures. So that's how I fit into this community.
Wow, you're a newbie. You're still like a rookie. Only a year? Get out of here. I'm like 5 years over here. I'm a wily veteran over here. You're like the young up and coming rookie. So do you mind talking a little bit about how you found out about your Chiari malformation?
Yeah, sure. It was kind of a tip of the iceberg thing, right? We don't know if it's connected or not yet. Paul forever will, but I contracted COVID early March last year, and I was hit pretty heavy with it. I was in bed for over 2 weeks. We had like the doctor out, and those symptoms when COVID was pretty new. So over in the UK, they weren't really doing testing at the time, but it's not now. But we had like the doctor come over in this big hazmat suit, kind of like the end of the world zombie movie thing. And I was, pretty crazy, right? And then, yeah, I kind of got better, thankfully. Two, three weeks later, I was suffering a bit of back pain. I kind of carried on, and then one day I woke up with pretty severe back pain to the point where I was caring for my nan at the time. I had to go to the supermarket, and I was kind of like using the trolley to walk around with him because my back was so bad. Got home, done all that, and then took myself off the bed and then woke up about 12 o'clock at night. Lots of feeling in my left neck. Then my right foot started tingling. And then my left hand started tingling. And then lots of feeling in my left arm. This is a bit dodgy, but this I feel good. Before you get to 999, you know, I have this like, thing called 111, where it's like doctors on call. So you call in, basically it's for people who feel a bit poorly, not like hospital sick.
Right.
So I kind of explained to them like what's going on. And they said, okay, we're going to get consulted. I'm great. We're going to get consulted. Right. If anything else changes within this half an hour, that has local line ambulance around the corner for you. So I put the phone up. Literally within minutes, kind of crazy chest pain, crazy shooting headache, like spine was on fire, lost all the feeling, kind of put my neck down. I ended up kind of rolling over off my bed, and I was like lying on the floor, face down, in like, it's the worst pain I've been in. And my body just wasn't kind of waking itself up. My nan, who I'm dealing with at the time, kind of came into my room, called my mom, and they kind of were like, Jesus, like, we think this is kind of it. But I just wasn't moving. I was in absolute agony. And when my nan phone Janet left, she couldn't speak to the person on the phone. So I was like trying to talk to the person on the phone, and all I remember saying that they was like, are you bleeding? Are you, they were going through the chat. I was just like, I can't breathe. I think I'm dying. Help me. Wow. Like, because I just, nothing was working in my body, right?
Right.
And then they were like, well, we've got an ambulance coming to you now. Like, blue lighting, it means they're coming super quick. Mm-hmm. And then I started kind of getting feeling back in my arms. And I don't know why, just stuff that I'm kind of felt. My nan's got kind of a sitting chair that comes up the steps. I was just thinking to myself, like, if I'm actually in dire straits here, like, if this is life and death and the paramedics need to get me out of this house, get me to the ambulance, get me to the hospital as quick as possible, I'm not in a great position here because they've got to get me down these stairs. So I've managed to get feeling back in my hands, and I've dragged myself and chucked myself down the stairs.
It's like a horror movie.
I was just like, I just went into kind of like that survival mode.
Right.
I used to be in the best position then. Literally, since I got downstairs, then come straight through the front door, my mom, and the gap in there, we put lights and hit me with a ton of morphine. They didn't know what was going on. They done all my vitals. They could see like, my blood pressure was all over the place. My heart was going up and down. Obviously, because I'm in so much pain. They gave me morphine. And like, what's your pain for, like, pain out of 10? And I was like, 10. And they hit me with one more thing, and I was like, it's 10. And now, like, we physically cannot give you any more.
Right.
Phoned me into the ambulance, shot me up to the AP, and because of COVID, obviously, the hospital, like, again, like a zombie movie, man. I remember waking up and I was taken through the kids' ward, because the kids' ward had been shut down and the hospital. Mm-hmm. And you're going through all like plastic sheets, and everyone with the head guards and the goggles on. It's absolutely crazy. And then I got kind of put into my own bay in majors. Had coming in doing tests with me, and then lifted my legs up. My legs were, I couldn't feel my legs, and then I was in a lot of pain. And some of the doctors were kind of just, oh, you've got a bad back. It's a trapped nerve. It's this, that. And they found out that I was on private health. And they were like, look, we can't get you an MRI because of COVID. The machines, like, working overtime with other people. It's through the COVID ward, so we would have to take them all the way around. And all of this, could you get an MRI on private? And I was like, yeah, probably. And then about, yeah, just like, well, 24 hours late or something, I got discharged with a ton of painkillers in me. No diagnosis of what was going on. And kind of just got dumped at home, really, and then got hold of my private health. They did a full scan at the time because they thought it was a back problem. They found out that I've got 3 thrown up discs that for the shabba causing nerve problems and stuff. And then they saw in the top end of my spine, they obviously saw my brain. They were like, okay, well, this isn't normal, this isn't right. Send me off to a neurologist who they got MRI scans on again. And straight away from that MRI scan, took me to my room and was like, got the RE. Do you suffer with any of these symptoms? And ran out the 10 whatever symptoms of my stuff. Yeah, every single one I've been suffering with for about 10 years. And she was like, why haven't you brought any of these people's attention? Have you said like it? And I was like, well, I haven't been to the doctor. About my tinnitus, been to the doctor about my blurred vision, about my dizziness, about my sickness, about my headache, about these electric shock headaches, about my mental health, and
right.
I've just been armed on optician, who then palm me back to the doctors, who then send me to the dentist, because they're like, oh, it's wisdom teeth, what causes you the dizziness or the tinnitus. I'm a 7-year-old boy, you know, and that was happening when I was like 19, 20, and I just got fed up. And I was like, you know what? Like, I'm being like, Andre, screw this. Like, I'm just going to crack on with my life, you know, crack on with kids, boxing, football. And then all of a sudden it went bang. And I was lucky that it only went bang to that stage and wasn't a major stroke or anything worse. Well, I was teetering on. I'm a lucky boy. So that's kind of, yeah, the story. And then, yeah, my whole life kind of gets upside down. Things started getting worse and worse and worse. I got told I can't run, I can't play football. While I was waiting for my surgery, I went and played a bit of football, got knocked out by football.
Oh, gosh.
Come on, man.
I'm still going to play.
So I don't play football anymore. I don't play football anymore. But, yeah, then
okay,
I
so
had
that, That last time that you played, how did that work out for you? What was that?
Not great, mate. Not great at all. I ended up back in hospital.
Oh no!
This is the funny thing, right? And this is when I realized actually how rare my condition was. So I ended up back in hospital after getting knocked out, and then. Doctor came, you laugh about it now, but I was trying not to swear, really kick off, but came over to me and he was like, so you've been knocked out with test tube for concussion. You're absolutely fine there. If you look on your file, we've seen you've been diagnosed with Chiari malformation. That's how you pronounce it, right? Chiari malformation. I was like, yeah. I went to for kind of brain and spine surgery. And he was like, yeah. And he was reading it off a bit of paper.
Right.
And I was like, okay, all right. And he went, do you want any information on it? I was like, no, I'm all good. And he's like, well, this is what I've just researched and printed out. So I don't really know much about it, but here you go if you want it. And I was like, oh, damn, like a general, like, hospital doctor doesn't even
this
know.
Is, yeah, this is your doctor.
So true. That so many don't know about it. It's specialists. Like, it's
I was like, whoa, this is rare.
Wow.
Like, yeah. I was kind of telling him, I was like, yeah, my brain's sitting X amount of millimeters too low. It's causing pressure on him. And he was like, oh, right, yeah, this is what it's saying on the sheet. And I was like, wow.
I've heard that from other people in the community, just saying they have to explain the condition.
Are you a stroke or brain injury survivor looking for community and support? Well, the NeuroNerds are here to help. Join our hashtag USORock Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/USORock to connect with other survivors like you.
Plus, read other inspirational brain injury survivor stories on Joe's blog at josorocks.com/USORock and submit your stories there as well. We want to hear them.
And remember,
you so rock.
Stop laughing at us.
That's, to the doctor.
Okay, that makes me very uncomfortable. I go to the doctor because the doctor has the answers, you know? It's so weird that you go to the doctor, hey, doc, so I have a Chiari malformation. Okay, well, what is that? It's just strange. That's
that
really
would worry me. Yeah.
It's something that's come up since, obviously, the way the healthcare, I was in private for a while, and then when they discharged me back to the NHS because they would not pay out because they couldn't decide if I was born with Chiari or my meningitis. Right. I had meningitis when I was younger. Did that affect Chiari or me playing football, rugby, kickboxing? Mm. Did that cause my Chiari? So they were like, this one, but we're dropping you. You're going back to the NHS. Every single time I've had to speak with doctors, because once you're discharged from the hospital and especially if you have to run everything through your GP,
right,
about when I feel stuck with like symptoms, every time I go back to them, I then have to explain what Chiari is and find out why am I getting this symptom in my left arm, why is the nerve dying on left side, why am I having root blockage denervation done, why am I having all these seizures done, why do I need the GP, then write out a note to send me back to private. So yeah, that's the biggest frustration in explaining your condition to medical professionals. But then again, it's a rare condition. I'm sure everyone with rare brain conditions or Chiari totally understands kind of
right. You know what you should do? You should make like little cue cards or like little pamphlets. So anytime you have like a new doctor, if they ask you a question, oh, hang on, refer to, and then just hand it over to them, you know? Ooh, and then they can read up.
Give them a Brain and Spine Foundation Chiari booklet.
There, okay. See? Perfect.
This is where we come in.
Exactly. Directly from the Brain and Spine Foundation. You have any questions, any information? Go to the Brain and Spine.
Go to the Brain and Spine. Well, we cover all neurological conditions, so...
I'm pretty sure that's what he was looking up when he printed it out. I'm pretty sure he printed it out directly from your website.
I bet he did. We do have a fact sheet in it. Yeah.
I would not be surprised. I can't really remember it. I was so high on morphine. I can remember two things, right? Number one, him giving me this fact sheet. And number two, the fact that Liverpool won the league first time in my life. And across the way, because they had to close the curtains, from a man who had his neck parted who was naked.
Oh gosh.
As I'm being wheeled to the toilet, there's another old guy in boxers and a Liverpool top on, and I'm like, nice off. He's like, we won the effing league.
Hey, out of all the memories, would you rather remember the actual game or the dude that spread eagle on the bed? I gotta tell you, I don't know. It's like,
at least it made it memorable.
It's now burned in your retinas. That is wild. So you can tell that I'm over here from over the pond? Whatever phrase that is, I'm from over here, because that Liverpool thing didn't really mean a whole lot to me. I know it's a big deal. Like, I know that even me saying that, I know it stings you. Like, I know that. I never got into it. It's I guess the difference between like our football and like your football. Yours is passionate. Ours is, I don't know. You know, hey, there are a lot of people who are now part of our community because of our football. way too many. So let me ask you a question, Reese. How frustrating was your recovery? Because it kind of seems like you weren't getting a lot of answers. Was it something that you had to do your own research, or was it something that you just kind of dealt with and just, you know, kept pushing forward?
Yeah, it was hard, man. Like, I was kind of super fit. Well, I think super fit, right? I used to box, kickbox, play footy, do, like, all the sports on the work. On the start, I used to be, or I did with that pounding, maybe not great, but I was trying, you know. And used to run 3-4 times a week. And then being told can't do all of these things.
Right.
Was fine. I remember the 2 days before my surgery, I was like, right, if I'm being told I can't go for a run, I'm going to go for my last run, and went for a 3-mile run. And that's the last time I ran. And that was, that was just started to the end.
I love how you didn't just go for, I'm just going to go for a casual jog. I'm going 3 miles. Like, are you serious?
Yeah, impressive.
Hey, you shouldn't be doing anything heavy. Hey, I'm just gonna go play some football real quick. Seriously, Reese?
One of those that I would, someone would help. Yeah. And then I'll do it, and then I realize.
They said no for a reason. So how are you physically now? How are you, like, what are the deficits that came along with your brain injury?
Yeah, so it's not, I'm not great, I must say. There's a lot of things, unfortunately, post-surgery that have worsened, and I'm in a lot more day-to-day pain with my neck, the base of my skull, and I have a lot more neck pain problems. Now, the surgery was never meant to make things better, right? It's meant to stop really, like, severe things like the stroke kind of come into play. I can't do the things I love anymore, like kickboxing and boxing. Literally, all my mates play football on the weekend, and I can't. Like, that's a whole ecosystem that's been taken out of my life, right? And I'll go and play footy on a Saturday, that's 90 minutes, and then they'll go for a couple of drinks after, and then all they talk about is football team, and you're totally detached from that. Stuff like that's difficult because, as a 27-year-old boy, not being involved in stuff like that. So that's hard. Like, that's the hardest thing to deal with. On the other side, like, it's totally changed the way I look at life. Like, for massive positive, I've never been better in as a person. I feel a lot more connected to what life is. I feel a lot more vulnerable, but in good ways. I appreciate life a lot more. I love being a dad, because I'm a dad of a young boy. Like, it was incredible to start with, but now it's even more amazing, you know. Like, there's so many things for change for the positive.
Just to quickly say, like, I think I see that across the board with people in our community, and especially with both of you. Like, you're just, like, the positivity that has come out of such a kind of dark time, I think it really it changes people, and it's just so... I could just see it so much, and you both are kind of perfect examples of that. And it's just, it's always refreshing to speak to you guys and other people in the community, because, your outlook on life is just, it's incredible.
It's completely changed. I'll tell you another reason why that is, because Reese and I are amazing, and we're always so much fun to talk to, right? I'm just assuming that's what it is. Being somebody, you know, before the brain injury, I existed. I say this a lot. I didn't live life. I existed. I was just good at existing. I didn't live. I just got through my days. I didn't really look to the future. Now I came this close to not being here. So now I have a new appreciation for life. So I've lived more life in the last 5 years than I did in the 30 plus prior. It's been amazing. Now the thing is, I am in a good mood most of the time. Like I like the dark, it's still there. When there's clarity, like when things are good. And hopefully this resonates with you, Reese. Like when things are good and I can see how amazing this world is. Like it can be crazy, it could be nuts, but you and I, we made it here. We survived. Yeah. So like we're here to experience how crazy like shit can get. But I do know that the darkness will come again. I know that. Yeah. But that just makes me more appreciative of how bright it is at this moment. So that gets me going. And when the darkness hits, I have like kind of this wall of armor of happiness and joy and appreciation of life that kind of like gets me past those little humps where in the past where it would just be like, oh, this is just the rest of my year.
Are you finding it hard to recover at home after stroke? Find out if Modus Nova can help you by taking their free online assessment at modusnova.com/theneuronerds. If you haven't heard of Modus Nova, they make devices to help folks with a brain injury, like stroke, regain the use of their affected limbs. For example, the Modus Hand is an AI-powered robotic exoskeleton that helps users do exercises and play games, similar to the way an occupational or a physical therapist might manipulate the limb. It helps survivors get in the thousands of repetitions they need to form new neural pathways. It can assist with hand movements or resist them to provide a personalized exercise experience. If this sounds like something you want to try, visit modusnova.com/theneuronerds to learn more. Use special code TheNeuroNerds when you sign up and get a month free with the 30-day challenge. Just visit modusnova.com/theneuronerds to get started.
So I think I've grown, I've learned to appreciate more. And that's amazing what you said about being, you know, a father there for your kid. Like that's just going to be amazing for him growing up. Cause you have basically he almost has like, you're like Two-Face. Like I'm a superhero guy. So basically like you had like the Harvey Dent side that was like before the brain injury, you know, you were in a lot of pain and you just didn't understand why. And now you have like the other side where it's like, I came out on the other end and things are good. You know, it's an amazing appreciation that like you and I have that normies like Grace, you can kind of appreciate it, but you'll never truly understand what it's like.
Of course not. No.
Yeah. So I love that you said that. I do. And as for, you know, I know physically there's a lot of pain. And I know missing out on certain things like going out and playing football and hanging out with the dudes and talking about life over a beer, that not being able to do those things, I know that weighs mentally. Like I know the mental health side of a brain injury is just, it's just as impactful, if not more so than the physical side. But the fact that you are actually able to talk about this, the fact that you actually are engaged in a foundation like the Brain and Spine, where you can connect with others, where you can actually share your story, I think that just means the world. And I think it's helpful to everybody. I think it's helpful to you for sure. It's helpful to me to hear you talk about this because I'm hearing someone that is going through the same shit that I'm going through or that I've gone through. And there's so many other people out there that need to hear you. They need to hear that you can do these things, that you feel like they do. You know, you're speaking for so many others in the community. I just think that's such a beautiful thing. You guys have a group, don't you, Grace?
What is that?
A support group?
Yes. Yes. We have a Chiari support group on Facebook. They've got thousands of members there. So that's kind of a space where people can go and kind of, connect with others. And so that's kind of one of our main things about the charity is like trying to connect people together. And that's why, of course, we have the ambassador program. So it's very exciting for me to, you know, have you guys kind of connect because, you've gone through similar things, but you're both so different. It's really interesting.
But equally as amazing, right? Oh,
yeah.
You know, Reese and I are both very humble, very amazing human beings. I just want to point that out. You know, it should be said, it should be screamed from the rooftops. There's something about connection. There's something about speaking to another brain injury survivor. And I've said it like a million times. I don't know if you agree with this, Reese. So if you go to war, right? If you're a soldier, when you come back from war, you survived war. You survived this crazy traumatic situation. The only other people that can really relate to that are other people who have been to war. That's why soldiers, no matter where you're at, they always connect, no matter, you know, what branch of the military, if they've been to war, they've been to war. There's a connection that they have. I kind of feel that with us in the community, because we've gone to war with our own brains, like our own minds. Only we know what that's like. So there's a certain amount of camaraderie and community that you and I have. We just met a few short minutes ago, almost, but like you're like my brother in arms, you know, because we've been through this same battle. Do you feel the same when you meet other brain injury survivors?
Yeah, so I went through it really hard. Like, I think my mental health over the last 10, 12 years, the main thing that suffered through all of it, it makes perfect sense now, but it got really, really bad, like really, really bad at one point. And then post-surgery, got awful, empty, because I literally just, I was in a wheelchair for a bit and kind of wore. I looked totally different, felt so different. So that got really, really bad. And I didn't really connect with people, you know, like I didn't really reach out. I don't have Facebook. I only have Instagram. I don't have Twitter. I don't have any social media platforms. Because I really started to struggle, like, when I was reading up on like brain injuries and people with brain injuries and seeing chatter going on, it was like, it wasn't helping me at the time. And then I felt like I needed, coming out of it, I was like, I need to do something more that will help me. And I need to put myself out there for other people. And that's when I'll speak to Brain and Spine. I'll speak to their helpline a lot. And they were absolutely incredible. Like, they really, really were incredible. They would save my life more than the bestest and stuff like that. And then I was like, if I can help one other person in this world, like, that will be the best thing from the situation. And then since then, I've been doing obviously quite a lot of charity work, and I've been doing I meet people in private for like walks and chats, and this is everyone from, like, I met a lady as Chiari, hasn't chosen to have I spoke to Paul Peter and Nad, who's a close friend of mine, who went through a pretty bad car crash and had brain injuries. I've spoken to cancer survivors. I speak to people with cancer. I speak to anyone with mental health conditions. And I do all of this, like, absolutely privately, you know. Like, right. I'll be with my mate, and I'll kind of say, look, I'm just cutting off for a bit, for it, like, I'll see you in a bit, and they're like, where are you going? I'm just like, oh, on a walk or something. And they're like, oh, what, you going on the walk with my girl? Like, who are you going to? And I'm like, no, I'm just going on the walk with a friend. And it'll be,
that's amazing.
Like that. And since doing that, that's changed my life.
Yeah.
I'm not very good at connecting through a computer screen and social media and stuff. And I kind of get caught up in it and get pretty upset and stuff. But being able to have other people talk to me about their problems and what they're going through, and then being able to relate to that's really changed my life. I believe it's like, if you can affect someone's life for the positive, like, that's the meaning of life. And if we can all, in our little community, whether it's over the pond you are, or whether it's your next door neighbor, what you don't know about, I think just giving each other 5 minutes at a time, you never know how much that will help someone. Because I really wish I accept people's help, and I really, really needed it. So, like, that mattered to me, and that's what changed my life, is helping change other people's lives. I'm always trying to live it, so I'm jumping on podcasts and such as possible. Nobody's going to hear my
it's story, so true, right? So true.
And hear what I've got to say, and I just want to help others and other humans, no matter where you're from, I feel like a bit of talking can go a long way, you know, and a shoulder to cry on, or a head to listen to, or back to hear, whatever you need. Like, I want to help other people, and I feel like that brain condition, what I've been diagnosed with, what I live with on a day-to-day basis, one eyes in certain ways. Like, I wake up in the morning sometimes, I can't pull my arm off, I can't move, and my son wants me to get out of bed, and I'm in so much pain, I can't get out of bed, and things like this can change my life. Such a bloody positive.
Yes.
It's just unbelievable, you know.
That's so wild that something that was so catastrophic and so horrific that happened to us has actually changed our lives in the best way. You know, yeah, like I go back and a lot of us, so many of us in the community, I ask, you know, if you had an opportunity to do things different, you know, would you go back and not have the brain injury? So many of us were like, no, I could do without the physical stuff. But the fact that I had my stroke and came this close to not being here, it changed my life. My stroke saved my life. It didn't take, it took certain things away from me. It took short-term memory. I have issues with my hand, some other cognitive stuff. But you know what? It gave me my life, you know, and the fact that we can help other people, you said it, if you can help one other person, the thing is, your reach is significantly longer and wider than that one person. You're affecting that one person, then you're also affecting that one person's household, the significant other, the friends, the family, the coworkers, even you. Your life has changed from everything that's happened to you, even, you know, the help that you've gotten from the Brain and Spine Foundation. Your life has changed. And what has that done? That's made you a better father to your child. The reach that happens when we're helped in our community, it's so far. It's outstanding. And speaking of helping other people and advocating for our community, this is where I'm going to annoy Grace, the normie, to tell me about what you guys are doing with the Brain and Spine Foundation. And you guys have a marathon coming up that I'm pretty excited about.
We do, because you're taking part in the virtual, aren't you?
I am going to be virtually running my chubby ass off. I say that because, you know, there's this thing now. It's like, you know, like since we're in the middle of like, oh, COVID-19 pandemic, right? So everybody has kind of gained the COVID-19 since being at home so much. So I'm going to try to lose some of this COVID-19, especially around my midsection, because that should be filled not with like food. It should be filled with like beer. I want to get back to like that version. So yeah, I'm definitely taking place in this marathon. You mind talking a little bit about the marathon, when it is, why it is, all the info?
Yeah, so it's the London Marathon, which is a huge event, and it's probably one of the first big events going ahead after COVID. It's on Sunday the 3rd of October, so very soon. Really excited. We've got, I think it's 32 runners in the physical race, so running around London, and we've got 9 virtual runners as well. So you've got some people walking and running it. They can do it in their own way. But yeah, really, really exciting. And yeah, everyone's kind of raising money through that. So it's a great initiative. And hopefully we can raise some awareness as well on the way. So
are you going to be physically running, Grace?
I'm not. No, I'm not a runner. I'll be there at the end.
You're going to cheat. You're just going to get in a cab.
I'll be there.
Just go all the way to the end and be like, hey, I'm exhausted, guys. Oh, man, I can go for some orange slices and Gatorade.
But yeah, we've got a real mix of runners, you know, people that have been personally affected. And of course, people that have like family members and friends that have been affected. So it's a real inspiring team. And some just incredible people, and I've just learned so much from them. And yeah, I'm really excited to cheer everyone on.
Yeah, I'm excited to virtually, you know, take place again. Yeah. I can't really do the London Marathon, seeing as how I live in California. But that's
we've got one overseas runner.
Do you really?
Yeah.
In what area?
I'm not actually sure. I know he's from America, so somewhere.
Oh, okay. That overachiever. I'm gonna do some physical running.
Hi, how are you?
Now, yes. It might be in place. I don't know. You're still a lot going on. I'm still trying to avoid people. Yeah, I'm vaccinated, but now I'm avoiding people because I want to, not because I have to.
It's a great excuse.
So I'm excited about that. And everybody out there, you know, if they wanted to donate, where would they go, Grace?
So they can head over to our website. So that's, Brain and Spine Foundation. I think it's .org.uk. Should have that on hand, but yes. You can donate very easily through there. So yeah, please help out and support our runners.
And it's for an amazing cause. I mean, our community is amazing. I mean, you hear Reese's story, you know, just Reese in talking to some people from the Brain and Spine shifted his trajectory in recovery. So it's a great cause. All the links will be in the bio because, you know, that's how we roll over here with the Neuro Nerds. I'm excited. I always love, you know, connecting with you guys at the Brain Spine. I just love the work that you guys do for our community. And I say our community, even though you're a normie, because you sincerely care. And that's the thing. I really feel this. And I don't know if you feel the same way, Reese. I think our community needs more of Grace, normies that actually care about us, than more people with brain injuries. You know what I mean? Like the one thing that I hope all the normies out there understand is you guys just, it's, we're the same people. we are. Sometimes we think a little bit differently. Sometimes we're a little slower in response, but we're still the exact same people. So just a little bit of care, a little bit of patience, a little bit of understanding goes a very long way. And I love that you have all of those things, Grace. And I appreciate you so much for everything that you do for us in the community.
Of course, it's my pleasure. I'm so inspired by the community. And, you know, the charity is built on co-design. Everything we do is with the community in mind. You know, the decisions we make, all about you guys. And you kind of push us forward. And yeah, I'm always... I just love working for a charity that bridges that gap. It is, you know, it's pan-neuro. We cover over 600 neurological conditions, which is so unique. You know, our specialist professional helpline is free to call. You know, we've got our booklets, we've got our support groups, and we're like the reassuring friend and are able to give advice and support. And yeah, I just love our, my team is amazing. We're a really small charity, but we have just such big ambitions and inspiring.
Those pamphlets can be given to doctors that don't know what the hell they're talking about when it comes to brain injuries.
Yes.
So I'm just saying.
I really hope that was us.
I think that's an amazing thing. And I'm gonna read in between the lines of what Grace said right now. She said she's inspired by the community. But what I heard is she's inspired by the community, specifically Reese and I, right? That's what I heard.
Yeah. You're top of the list.
Yeah. Well, clearly, again, you know, Reese and I, two of the most humble human beings in the world that you are completely inspired by and wake up motivated because of our journeys, right? That's what you're saying.
Yes, you affect me as well. We all affect each other.
So this is awesome. So I, you know, we do this all the time. I did it with you last time. I will do it with you again as well. We are the neuro nerds over here. So as right before we started, I was telling Reese, you know, I'm a Marvel nerd. I'm a Star Wars nerd. You know, I'm a video game nerd. Like when I say nerd, I mean it like in the most amazing way, because I mean, obviously. So I will ask you, Reese, what is your nerdom? What are you passionate about?
Well,
sports.
Trainers or new medical sneakers.
Oh, you're a sneakerhead.
Sneakerhead. And I do like my watches, but boxing and kickboxing is my absolute thing. And then obviously Liverpool Football Club, the greatest football club in the world. Just to let you know.
You guys are insane.
Because you're in LA, I've even got my LA All-Star hat on today.
Brilliant.
Much appreciated. I'm over
absolute
here.
Absolute sports freak. I love my NFL as well. But sports.
Since you said boxing, how do you feel about Conor McGregor?
I think he's absolutely changed the face of MMA, right?
Agreed.
I think he shows the world of martial arts, like you can make an absolute fortune from it. But I also think he's exposed a lot of people run these kind of establishments, but they don't pay their fighters enough. You look at boxing and how much boxing pay, and then you look at MMA fighters and how much they make.
It's crazy.
And you only get a very few amount of MMA fights make that money. And Conor McGregor is literally born, and I think he's transcended the sport. I think he's brilliant for the sport. He said some things that are close to the line, but at the same time,
close to the line?
But you can't deny it. What an incredible
phenomenal.
Person. He is come from where he was, absolutely nothing. Where he is now, it's amazing. So yeah.
Yeah, no, he is. I think he's a tremendous fighter. And just look at the difference between boxing and MMA. Oh, speaking of brain injuries, we're talking boxing and MMA. So in MMA, look at what he made there. And then look at the one fight that he had with Floyd Mayweather and what he made there. It doesn't even make any sense. He's a very, very smart dude. I will say this, dude, this though, about him being an athlete. Did you see him throw out a pitch of the baseball game the other day?
Oh my God.
Now, if there could be like an athlete devolving into a non-athlete, it would be Conor McGregor in that moment. So there are considered the two worst first pitches in baseball history, which is 50 Cent and Conor McGregor. Now it's like hand in hand. Like if you play them side by side, they mirror one another. It's almost embarrassing. Like I gotta say this, you don't have to be an athlete to know how to throw a ball. And they both look like they kind of look like aliens. Like, what is this thing? What do I do with it? I'll watch it and I'm embarrassed. You know what I mean? Like, you ever see somebody do something? You're like, oh God, I'm hot. I'm starting to sweat. Yeah. Because it's embarrassing.
I sit in the gym all the time when I'm terrible, right? If I'm training and I see someone like boxing on the bank or whatever, and they haven't boxed before, they haven't kicked off before, and they're punching and living daylight out of this bag, right? And they're making all the noise and like sweating out new monkey stuff. And you can just tell I'm just staring at them and I just want to go over and go, bro, like, let me just work with you for like an hour and just try to help you out because this is killing me. And I know it's not for you, but man, it's killing me. So, yeah.
Yeah. Like, and you know what? You're not killing this bag. That's what you're not doing. So Grace, we spoke about your nerdom last time. Do you want to update us on your nerdom?
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. My nerdom last time was classics. So because what I studied at university, and that's pretty much like ancient Greece, ancient Rome. So all like the myths, the gods, the goddesses.
So like legit thing. Nerd. Like nerd.
Yeah, I'm a history nerd, so.
I understand the irony of a guy who hosts a podcast called The Neuro Nerds, who talks about all this nerdy stuff all the time, nerd shaming you. I understand the irony. It's not going to stop me. I'm still going to go, nerd. No, I think that's amazing. I really appreciate that you're passionate about history, because if we don't learn about history, we're doomed to repeat it. Boom. I love that. So this point of the show, this is where I will give out our socials. If you guys want to drop your socials, feel free right now. We'll definitely have them in the show notes as well. Grace?
Well, yeah, follow Brain is Fine. And yeah, put them in the show notes. Don't worry about following me. I'm boring.
That is a bold-faced lie. But yeah, definitely check out the Brain and Spine. And Reese, you said you had Instagram. If you wanted to give out your social, that would be awesome.
If you want to follow me on Instagram, I do some charity stuff from there. I'm also raising funds for Brain and Spine. The target is £10,000. I'm meant to be, you'll laugh at this, but I'm meant to be climbing Kilimanjaro. I was meant to do it September the 5th this year. My surgery, but my urologist and my doctors laughed at me when I said, can I go and climb a 6,000 meter mountain? They said categorically no. I said, well, F you guys, I'm going to go next year instead. And they're like, well, we'll talk about it next year. But I am trying to raise £10,000 to fund me to get over there and also to pay Brain and Spine a fuck ton of cash. So
Find
me on Instagram. It's Reese, R-H-Y-S, spelled the Welsh way. Underscore
Kai
A-Y-E. So yeah, give me a follow and
amazing.
Donate my cause, guys.
And yes. Money. Thank you so much.
That's an amazing cause. And anything that goes, speaking of amazing causes, the Brain and Spine Foundation is honestly, it's just a tremendous cause. They do such great work for the community. And every dollar is appreciative. And, you know, skip the cup of coffee, donate the couple of bucks to the Brain and Spine, because a little bit goes a very long way. And you just heard these two beautiful, amazing people tell their stories, how kind they are, how much the normie like Grace is inspired by how amazing Reese and I are. Can I just throw that in again?
Is that third time?
Phenomenal you think Reese and I are. Like, again, I'm using your 100% words, right? Okay, this is verbatim you said. Is that what it was? Hey, I'm so thankful for you guys. Like, I really am. You know, it's Chiari Awareness Month over here. I think it is over there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, Reese, you're very familiar with, very aware of Kiari, seeing as how you have him. I'm thankful to connect with you. You are seriously, like, you're a brother in brain injury. I appreciate that. Grace, I'm always, always thankful for everything that you do for the community. It's amazing. It honestly is. You know, definitely check out the London Marathon and the marathon that the Brain and Spine Foundation is running, that I will be virtually running.
Yeah.
Donate. It's a big deal. It's for such a good cause. Again, you hear these people, I'm just calling you guys, these people, you hear, you know, the advocate, right? You hear the volunteer over here just sharing the passion, the love, and the care. You hear it in their voices, you know, like, this is definitely going to a good cause. So definitely give if you can, spread the word, share all this information across the way. And overall, you know what? Hey, guys, we're going to be all right. We are. It's a wild ride through recovery. It really is. You're never alone. We're all in this together. And it's gonna be all right. And if you ever need anything, you can also, speaking of socials, you can reach out to my tiny ass kicking co-host Lauren at Lauren L. Manzano on Instagram. You can reach out to me at Joso Rocks on all the socials. You can reach out to us, the Neuro Nerds, at the Neuro Nerds everywhere. And on that warm, over the pond notes, a big thank you to Reese and Grace from the Brain and Spine Foundation. And on that note, this Neuro Nerd is out. Oh, that was awesome, guys. Hey, Reese, it was awesome to meet you. Grace, you are a rock star as always.
Oh, thanks so much, guys. That was really fun.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. Your reviews help us grow and reach more listeners like you.
Find us by searching for the Neuro Nerds on the Apple Podcast app today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.